This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20. Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes,
y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
If you haven't heard already, it's smooth sack summer. When you're playing in the summer sun, make sure you escape from pubes to bum.
Nice.
That's right. This is a summer to keep your balls cool while still looking hot with Manscaped. The leaders at Below the Waist Grooming are making sure we all have a ball this summer by giving our pants partners everything they need to stay fresh. So dive headfirst into smooth sack summer by going to manscaped.com for 20% off and free shipping with our code K100. Now, I used to shave my balls with a razor, and I get nicks and cuts sometimes. It's a pain in the ass.
Yeah, that's risky business.
But now our friends from Manscaped have provided us with the ultimate package. It's called the Performance Package 4.0, and it has everything you need to prepare for that summer bod. Our favorite product, we've spoken about this many times, is the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer that features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is a 7,000 RPM motor, a new multifunction on-off switch that can engage a travel lock, and gives you the ability to turn the 4,000K LED spotlight on and off when needed for more precise shave, and it's waterproof. You can do it in the shower, the pool, you can do it in the bathtub. You can do it in, like, Joe, I'm sure you probably like to, like, you like to bathe in the toilet sometimes. You can do it in there if you want to.
I was going to say, you're gonna shave your pubes in the pool?
No,
I'm
not.
Whose pool is this? That's disgusting.
Well, that's Philadelphia. A lot of people do that in their pools.
Right.
Now they have the perfect haircut, too. You can use Manscaped's liquid formulations to keep that freshness even as the hottest summer barbecues. Most importantly, and Joe, you need this, the Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant. To stay cool in the heat.
For sure.
With a soothing aloe vera formula, it's very comfortable. It's the best in the business for below-the-waist freshness. And the clear dry formula will keep looking good while smelling good. Then Conan's favorite product, the Manscaped Boxers. And these are easily the most comfortable boxers you will ever put on. And the cool shed travel bag that Conan can load all his Manscaped products in and put it in his luggage when he travels to Mexico for AAA. Also, wearing sandals with some nasty toenails during the summer months? Well, take a look at the Shears 2.0, and it's a luxury nail grooming kit. It's perfect. The kit includes stainless steel nail cutters, tweezers, and grooming scissors. And with the performance package, your balls will be ready to impress, but make sure you cover the rest with the Shears 2.0. So get 20% off and free shipping with the code K100 at manseaped.com. That's 20% off plus free shipping with the code K100 at manscaped.com. It's one of our favorite products. It's smooth sex, summer boys, so get on board or get left behind. You know, during the summer months, you got to keep that area taken care of.
Yeah, and the Shears 2.0 being one of their new releases, that's great for, I'm not sure, if I haven't seen Disco, but I know for a fact that I wear slides on my feet sometimes, and Conan is definitely a slide wearer, so that's great for guys that keep their feet exposed during the summer. You have that sweet nail trimmer kit.
Yeah, well, you know, this is our best-selling item for a reason. A lot of wrestlers in the business have reached out to us to take advantage of the special discount that you do when you put in our code. But, you know, they take care of you. And this isn't just for your nether regions. You can use it to shave your arms. You can use it under your arms. You can use it for your chest. You can use it for your face. Don't be like Joe and use the same one that you use on your balls on your face. Buy two different ones. They also have, like he said, the ball deodorant, a travel bag. This is excellent. They take care of you. They got shampoo. They got conditioner. We take care of you here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, with all our products are supplements to improve your health. With Legacy right. Supps, Manscaped, improve your look. You know, it's just this personal betterment.
How you look is how you're treated. And, you know, if you want to, you know, impress your significant other or the other sex or the same sex or whatever you're into, you want to be groomed and smelling clean. You know what I'm saying? And they take care of you. And like Disco said, the boxers are the most comfortable ones I've ever used. And that's all I ever use now. So take it from us. Check out Manscaped for all your grooming needs. Boom. Yo, we're back with another episode of K100 Sports. Let's start it off with your team, Hockey Vegas. Talk about that a little bit. You went to the game.
Mark Madden was in town. We went and watched a game at Resorts World.
Right.
Big blowout.
Right.
You saw the scene outside the arena. It was like there's like 15,000 people out there, or maybe more than that. There's a parade that's going to be coming on Saturday night at 7 o'clock down Las Vegas Boulevard. It's going to be interesting to see what that looks like. We actually to get a better crowd than I would have thought for the Las Vegas Aces, the women's team won, but this is going to be a zoo. Then they go to Toshiba Plaza afterwards at the same place in front of the arena for a big party after the parade. I can't make it because I got to work.
What is the Las Vegas
Aces? It's awesome. It's like it was just from the second period on. It was just an onslaught. They were just blowing them out, and it was just like great. It was just a good great celebration. So, and also we saw Denver win the NBA championship.
Well, let me just say something quick about your team. You know, obviously they made the Stanley Cup in their first year. They've only been around 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
I lost to the Capitals. So this is their first victory. They've been in three conference finals, you know, mm-hmm. You're starting I didn't know this. They actually said it. I was watching it on ESPN, but that was the most goals scored in a Stanley Cup final since 1942.
Yeah. Mm. That's nine goals.
Know. Yeah.
Yeah. And and this is the other most fascinating stat. I believe so Aiden Hill started the playoffs as our third string goalie, I think, third string because he was hurt.
Right.
And I think Jonathan Quick was two and Brossoit was one. Brossoit got hurt. So Hill comes in. Okay. For any goalie in the playoffs has played at least 15 games. He had the best save percentage ever.
Yeah.
And he didn't even win the Conn Smythe trophy. Marchessault did because he just like was on fire. You know, was like scoring.
Well, he was on, he had 13 goals and 12 assists.
Yeah, it's crazy. So it was just unbelievable.
Marchessault was on fire. And bro, here's the thing with Florida. They knocked off three of the NHL's best teams, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the reasons was Bobrovsky was unstoppable, but Aiden, bro, when Aiden stopped that puck point blank, remember the shot?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then like a minute and a half after they scored, and then two minutes after that they scored, it was over.
It was over.
You know? Yeah. But he was great. He was just like Kachuk, he was great in the playoffs. But bro, all the time when he played you guys, he was in the penalty box, you know? And then he got hurt with the broken sternum. That must hurt like a motherfucker.
Played with it.
Yeah.
Crazy. Yeah. The hockey players are really weird.
They're very tough.
They're blocking shots from a puck.
Right.
You know?
It's like, right.
There's a level of toughness to be a hockey player that just not normal human beings have, you know? So.
Right. Okay. What were you going to say about Denver?
Oh, just, you know, dominant. I'm wondering what this team's going to be like. Look like going forward. Because it looks like, bro, it's like all of a sudden out of nowhere, he was the MVP 2 years in a row in a league that has Durant, LeBron, Giannis, Embiid, and stuff and all that. But it's like,
and runner up this year,
dude. They just wiped like a freight train through the playoffs. I think the same thing with the Golden Knights. I think one series only went six games. I think they would, you know, what were they, like 16-4 or something like that during the playoffs? Right.
They were just very dominant.
And and the funny thing is, like, because I pointed this narrative out when it happened, and I just thought, you know, and I tweeted about it. Of course, everything's is controversial, but like I just said, you know, Kendrick Perkins called him out and said the only reason that he – you know, but the thing about when, like, if you go back and listen to a quote when Perkins said that J.J. Redick called him out on that, he not only said that, like, that's the reason that they're voting for him is because he's white, right? He said that the only time that a guy that that won the MVP in like three of the past like 20 years or something, that when somebody had won the MVP that didn't average like at least 26 points a game or something like that, they were all three white guys. And Kendrick Perkins, which is even a dumber thing than saying the only reason they're voting for him is like it's so stupid, you know, because like we're trying to bring that into the conversation, especially when even though if the writers are all white, you don't have any white racist basketball writers that are fans of the NBA. Like, why would you even be doing that job if you were doing that? You know, it's like they follow basketball. They're fans of it. You know, and I don't, you know, I'm not racist and I love basketball. So, you know, just trying to say, like, you know, I'm not going to favor the white guys, but like, bro, I watched Larry Bird play. I watched Michael Jordan play. I watched Dominique Wilkins play. I grew up watching guys, and I'm watching guys like Jokic, and he's like a jacked up Larry Bird. And it's like, he's like got the same game. He's like filling up the stat sheet, wrote points, rebounds, assists, you know, he's dribbles, fancy passes behind the back, you know, stuff. And it's like, wow, this guy's really doing this. You know, it's like it's almost like he does it so effortlessly. It's not even flashy, you know.
Yeah,
I think that they could start it as long as he's in this league and is as young and he's healthy, bro. They could go on a 4 or 5 year run here, winning maybe a couple more championships. You know, I mean, easily.
Plus, not only that, what was their guard's name?
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray's also awesome. They had some really good role players. You know, Portis, Brown, Braun. They got
Michael Porter didn't really have a very good series, but somebody was telling me this is a very weird,
Aaron Gordon.
You know, it's a very weird team to defend against because you got Jokic and you got Michael Porter Jr., who's 6'10", and bro, these guys can handle the ball, so it's very difficult to guard. You know, they're playing positions.
Yeah, did you see when he dribbled in between his legs, not behind the back? But I was like, what was that?
You know, that's what this new guy in the Spurs is like. This guy's got ball handling skills, 3-point shooting, and he's taller than everybody. He's like the tall. He's going to be like
he's 7'4", right?
Yeah. 7'3", I think he is, and he's got all the skills that Durant has, and maybe even more, because he's taller. Right.
Even Giannis put him over.
Yeah, it's going to be unbelievable watching this guy play. And plus two, I'm going to go watch him because they're going to be the Vegas Summer League is starting up soon. Conan, guess what?
What up?
Summer is here and the time is out to shed unwanted body fat for swimmer season with X-Lean 5 from our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition. X-Lean 5 has a unique thermogenic and lipogenic formula to target fat cells and raise your metabolism at the same time. So when you combine it with restricted calories and quality exercise, you'll see amazing results, just like K100 listener Jay, who has lost 50 pounds and counting and 10 inches from his waist, and that's just one of the hundreds of K100 fam who are currently using Legacy products and love their results.
I'd be friend of the show, Jay Baca.
Jay Baca?
Yeah.
Legacy was founded by friend of the show, Nick Aldis. Nick personally answers customer questions and gives advice on getting in your best shape when you become a Legacy customer. He uses the products himself, so you know he believes in the results. go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com and use code K100. It gets you a 10% discount to help support this show, and we're proud that so many K100 fam are bettering themselves and getting in their best shape ever and supporting LegacySupps.com and our show. With protein powders, greens, testosterone boosters, sleep aids, and more, Legacy has you covered. Level up with Legacy now at LegacySupps.com. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
And then let me just say something, because as you know, Miami, my second favorite team, you got to give, you know, Spoelstra a lot of credit with what he did, because, you know, they brought this up a lot, but think about it. Look at all the undrafted players they had. Haslam, who obviously doesn't play anymore, but, you know, they had Highsmith, Caleb Martin, who I thought should have been the MVP in the Boston series and not Jimmy Butler. Duncan Robinson, Strews, Gabe Vincent. Bro, those guys destroyed the Celtics. But they unlike in the Celtics series, they weren't hitting any three-pointers, and that killed them, you
right.
know?
Right. But this is the thing about Spoelstra, too. It's – you know, he's one of those coaches for life type guys, like Popovich,
right.
Like who else are like guys that like will just coach a team forever and never get fired. Like Phil Jackson was one guy.
Phil Jackson, yeah.
Yeah, but it's like his teams are always, you know, he's always get his teams overperforming in the playoffs. He's been to finals. Now, bro, he's right. getting up there. It's like he's definitely a top three coach in the league.
Yeah,
which is why definitely. He's getting these teams for this. That's 2 out of 3 years. He's taken a Miami Heat team with Jimmy O in a conference that has Embiid and Giannis. 2 out of 3 years, he's taken the NBA Finals right. when they were not expected to go there. It's like, how were these guys here in the NBA Finals?
And they were the number 8th ranked team this right. year, and they went to the
– right. We're like, what is that? Eric Spoelstra just knows how to navigate playoffs, you know? So
yeah, and one thing that we didn't talk about, but a couple of weeks ago, Carmelo Anthony retired, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, he's
and,
old.
Yeah, and he never won a championship. But bro, you got to remember, in the he won 3 Olympic gold medals. He had the most points in Olympic game, 37 against, if you remember, Nigeria. Mm-hmm. And he also was what do you call this? If you remember, and he led Syracuse to the national championship in his freshman year, which was his only year. And then was the 3rd player drafted. LeBron was number 1. Do you remember who was number 2?
The year LeBron got drafted.
Yeah.
Oh shit. Who was?
Who ended up? Okay, I'll give you a hint. He ended up being a big bust.
Yeah, I know. Because it wasn't.
And he was a. And he was a Serb.
Who was it? Oh, the guy from Darko.
Right, Milicic. Right.
Milicic. Yeah.
You got the first name right.
From Detroit. Yeah, Darko Milicic. Yeah.
Right, but that Serb basketball system, that Serb basketball system really produces some good players, because your boy from Atlanta, Bogdanovic, he's a Serb. Remember Vlade Divac?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this is a Serb, okay? And who else? Another professional athlete at the highest levels is Serbian. Novak Djokovic. Okay, yeah. And what are basketball and tennis very good skills of? Hand and feet coordination.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So they're like a very skilled, you know, I don't know. Maybe it's just like the way – maybe they grow up, they're playing a lot of tennis and a lot of basketball, like as youngsters and stuff, you know, and maybe that's why they're so good at this, you know?
What were you trying to say, Joe?
Oh, no, I was going to chime in on Carmelo, because I was just, remember when the Sixers traded Iverson to Denver, and it was like the two guards were Carmelo and Iverson, right?
Right, and it was like, how is that going to work? Right?
Yeah,
yeah.
Right. Yeah, I was looking real quick. They actually played 111 or 112 games together. I didn't realize it. I thought it lasted.
But you know, the funny thing about that is, Cody, you remember these guys, is back in the day, like, it was the first time, like, because Denver had growing up, you had Alex English and Kiki Vandeweghe.
Right.
And they were like two of the top five scorers in the league on the same team.
And they were the highest scoring team in the league too.
Right, right. And then so they were thinking like, okay, we'll get Iverson and Carmelo. It'll be like old Kiki English days and
right.
stuff. So, right. Yeah, but it didn't happen.
Let me say this real quick, something about baseball, which I'm sure you saw. Did you see the like two nights ago, the fans in Oakland pulled off that reverse boycott?
What was this again?
Basically, what it was they had like 28,000 people or 30,000 people in the stands, which for them is very big now, right?
Yeah, of course.
So they had all these signs that were saying sell. And I was thinking, so you want them to sell the team? But no, what they wanted was to sell the team to somebody that would keep it in Oakland. And that's what the reverse boycott was.
Oh, good.
Now, I got a question for you that I just saw the other day. Who is the – I'm going to give you three choices, and you tell me who you think. And if you know Joe, you tell me. Who is the only Japanese player to hit for the cycle in a major league game? Ohtani, Suzuki, or Matsui?
Matsui?
I'd say Suzuki.
It's Ohtani.
Really? Interesting.
Yeah. Bro, wow. Ohtani's on a tear. Have you seen him? He's got like 21 home runs with the Polar Bear, with Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
Your boy, Freddie Freeman, he's – awesome, bro. He's like leads in total bases, doubles, runs.
Yeah.
Your boy, he's just killing it, bro. Acuña, he hit two home runs in both games of the doubleheader. He's like second in batting average, like 333. He's incredible.
We're going to have to get Josh Towers back on the show to have another in-depth discussion on Ronald Acuña again. And it's funny.
You want to talk UFC?
Yeah, I do. Yeah. But I want to talk about Ohtani is pitching tonight, and he's against Nathan Eovaldi. He's like the best. He's like 9-2 on Texas.
Bro, Nathan Eovaldi left the Red Sox and is second after McClanahan from the Tampa Bay Rays and wins. He's incredible.
I was looking. Texas was favored against Ohtani. I was like, why is Ohtani an underdog tonight? I was like, oh, Eovaldi's pitching. So
He's pitching the hell out of the ball.
Two fights I want to talk about here in the UFC, of course. The first one, right. Oliveira and the guy's just – I don't think he hasn't lost a beat. I mean, he just put it to this guy. You know, he's just very composed in there. Darush got rocked with the kick in the side of the head, and it was just – he caught him, never recovered, and just basically just got pounded down. Like, you know, and it's funny, like – bro, Oliveira's like the nicest guy to fight against. He's like, before the fight, he goes over and hugs his opponent before they fight.
Afterwards.
He's playing with him, like, you know, hugging him. It's like, I mean, how can you not like the guy? You know, he's like a super likable guy. You want to kind of maybe see him like
fighting. And let me just say this. You know that he doesn't never boast, okay? And he said his fight with Islam, he was only at 10%. I don't know if he was hurt or if he was sick.
Right.
But this is where you have to give the guy props, because I picked Darush to beat him.
Right, so
this is where you have to give. This is where you have to give him props, bro. All he does is have tough fights. Listen to his last five fights, okay? Ferguson, Chandler, Poirier, Gaethje, and Islam, and then fucking Darush. He ducks nobody, bro.
No, he has to, though, because bro, when you're in the top five, you're just always going to be into the top five unless you get knocked out of the top five. And bro, that's what these guys do. You have to fight your way to stay in that top five picture, because you can lose to the number – you can get the championship, right, and you lose. All right? Okay, well, now you got to take on, like, the number four, the number three guy. If you beat him, it's like, okay, now you got to take on the five or two guy. If you beat him again –
yeah, but that's not easy.
No, it's not, but you get a chance to fight for the title again. If you lose one of those fights – The sixth and seventh or eighth fighter are creeping their way back in and taking your spot out of the top five. Now you got the mountain to climb to get back to the title.
But here's the thing. Originally, if you remember, you know, Gaethje and Poirier are going to fight, right? Or whatever. Yeah. And the winner was supposed to go against Islam, but Dana White pretty much stated that he's going to give him a rematch against Islam. That should be really good, because we're probably going to see a different fighter.
Because Islam looked a little underwhelming against Volkanovski, and Oliveira looked great against Darush. So it's like, well, maybe, you know, it's like, who's next? It's like, well, Oliveira, you know, it's like, right?
No.
But I want to talk about the main event. And you can tell me if you got the same thing I did. You know, Amanda Nunes is a different animal. And she could throw a hit, and she probably hits as hard as anybody in the UFC, in the UFC women's division, which is why she's champion. Bro, and like the announcers kept saying, I was wondering why they weren't bringing this up. is that the chick was just scared to get hit because she probably got rocked a couple shots early. I was like, Jesus Christ. And just like, she never could cross that line to where like, I need to close the distance and get in there and mix this up because she was scared of getting hurt, which for a Mexican fighter, I thought that was kind of weird, you know, seeing that. What did you think of that?
Yeah, me too. But she's very aggressive fighter and she can hit. And so she dominated Aldana for five rounds. It was like target practice, you know, but how many times have you seen this, Disco? I know you've seen it where you're in a big fight and one of the people kind of freezes up.
Right.
They're not really throwing punches. Like the moment consumes them, the nerves, you know, and I don't know if she got caught early, like you said, and she was afraid to engage, but this is a very aggressive fighter that can go. Just saw her training partner win the championship, you know, and she went out and she just got dominated. She couldn't do anything. And then Nunes, a.k.a. Russell Westbrook, nothing. She retired, you know.
Yeah. That was her.
She was holding two championships at the same time. And she's the first fighter to defend the two belts at the same time. Yeah.
Yeah. And but I'm going to she was supposed to fight Julianna Penny in this fight. But Penny got hurt in training.
Right.
And I think that's kind of that's not the best way to go out. It's not going back and taking the fight we were supposed to have, the rubber match between the three of us, and you're retired, and it takes a little bit of the shine off the GOAT status.
No. Well, you have a point, but at the same time, bro, if she's not motivated to fight Pena, why go in there? You know, she already beat her. So she's Pena's the one that wants to get the revenge. She's the one that's looking at the chops.
Right.
And so, you know, you could take it either way. Okay, she's ducking her, which she's never really ducked anybody. She already beat her, and she's probably saying, bro, I'm paid, you know, I'm going to chill out with my wife and my kid and travel the world. And I don't want to train anymore. I don't want to wake up early anymore. I don't want to lose weight anymore. You know, I've done it all. So, you know, props to her.
One thing,
let me tell you. Yeah.
I just had a piece of UFC news.
Go ahead.
But tomorrow is the last day for Conor McGregor to submit himself to USADA if he wants to fight in 2023. He has to have 6 months of making himself available for
He's 10. Fucking huge, bro. I was watching him in that show with Ultimate Fighter.
Right. Yeah, he's jacked.
He's huge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
He's way bigger than Chandler. So let me tell you, because I don't think you saw this. Did you see the fight between Teofimo Lopez and Josh Taylor?
No, I had it on and was kind of listening to it, but Lopez just ate him alive.
He did, bro. Yeah, he did.
And you're watching, because I'm listening to announcers or something. The scorecards, if Lopez did not win the 12th round, the fight would have been scored a majority draw. He wouldn't have won the fight.
No way. Yep. No fucking way.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There's been such questionable judging on boxing again. It's like that's always been their Achilles heel. It's just the shady judging, you know? So I don't know.
Bro, Taylor was, as you could tell, he was a much bigger man in the ring, but he simply, you know, he struggled because Lopez was, you know, a lot of head movement, moving around a lot, you know, not staying in one place like Taylor was, awkward angles, you know. Mm-hmm. Lopez was hitting with big right hands and like leaping left hooks and really good power uppercuts. And Taylor was undefeated. He had beaten six guys in a row that were undefeated. He had a great amateur career. You know, he held all four major titles, WBA, WBC, IBF, and WBO. Very aggressive fighter. You know, but kind of like Aldana, you know, this guy just froze him, you know, and Teofimo was very over in New York because he's a Honduran from Brooklyn, you know, and you got to remember, you know, Teofimo went in there and he fucking beat Lomachenko, right? Mm-hmm. Then Devin Haney, no, then he lost to Kambosa. That's who he lost to.
Right.
And then he lost to Devin Haney twice. So a lot of people weren't sure what he had left, but. Bro, he dominated Josh Taylor. And then the other thing I wanted to bring up, Puerto Rico hasn't really had a champion since Cotto, you know, and Puerto Rico's had a lot of guys like Wilfredo Gomez, Wilfredo Benitez, Tito Trinidad. But I think they finally got the new kid. He's 20 years old. He was signed by Top Rank when he was only 15, was the youngest guy they've ever signed in 50 years. And his name is Alexander Zayas. And he went in there with this guy from L.A. called Cruz, who's a 31 years old, a kind of a crafty little veteran. And he knocked him down in the first round. And I thought, oh, this is going to be a quick match. you know, Zayas knocked down Cruz, but Cruz hung in there and he got a unanimous decision. But bro, he was hitting him with body shots and just peppering the whole body. This kid is the real deal. Look for him in the future.
Nice. So that's been our sports, K100 Sports Talk.
So if you got any questions, comments, opinions, whatever, keep them to yourself or send them to K100Questions@gmail.com. Check you out next week. Boom.